From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. In American public schools, recess has been on the decline, edged out to make more room in the day for testing and academics. There's a counter movement brewing, though. A Dallas school board member joined a growing chorus of recess advocates last month, then a handful of schools in North Texas have already ramped up recess. Recess at Eagle Mountain Elementary School. It's pretty much the same here as any other school. Kids run and squeal, others swing, while a half dozen of their peers are bunched up on the slide. Six-year-old Journey Orbaugh, in an off-white princess dress, prefers to spend her time playing family.
You just get a bunch of people and then you just act like who you want to be.
She likes to be the mom most times. Journey gets more opportunities to roleplay because recess here happens a lot. Four times a day, 15 minutes a pop for kindergartners and first graders. Journey says it's because the kids here are lucky.
Special.
Special.
Actually, it's because Eagle Mountain Elementary School is part of a project designed by Texas Christian University kinesiologist Debbie Ray. It's called the Link Project, and it's modeled roughly on the Finnish school system, which consistently scores at or near the top in international education rankings.
I went over there to find out where they've come in the last 20, 25 years. Yes, their test scores are good, but they're also healthy in many regards.
The biggest difference, she noticed, Finnish kids get way more recess than American kids do. 15 minutes out of every hour in the school day up to the eighth grade.
So I came back with the idea to bring recess back to the schools, but not just one recess, but multiple recesses.
Eagle Elementary School started the Link Project this year in its kindergarten and first grade classes, tripling recess time during the day. There's also a character development curriculum for the kids. It gives them a chance to model out positive behavior and practice empathy. First grade teachers Kathy Wells and Donna McBride say they've seen a transformation in their kids. They're less distracted, they make more eye contact, they tattle less. And Wells spends less time sharpening pencils.
You know why I was sharpening them? Because they were grinding on them, they were breaking them, they were chewing on them. They're not doing that now. They're actually using their pencils for the way that they were designed to write things. So that's a big difference.
Donna McBride says her students' handwriting is better and the content is deeper.
They're capitalizing at the beginning of a sentence. They're putting periods at the end of their sentence. They're adding more details. We're talking about quotation marks right now. So they are telling us what people say and using their quotation marks.
The two have nearly six decades of teaching experience between them. Wells says her kids are months ahead of where her class was at this time last year.
When we teach them a new skill, it appears to me that they suck it in. Faster. That little sponge sucks it in faster.
And they hold on to it. They hold on to it.
Over the past couple decades, research has fueled an emerging consensus that recess is vital for successful child development. Ohio State University pediatrician Bob Murray says advancements in brain imaging have actually shown that kids learn better after a break for physical activity and unstructured play.
If you want a child to be attentive and stay on task, and also if you want them to encode the information you're giving them in their memory, you've got to give them regular breaks.
Murray says kids with regular recess behave better, are physically healthier, and exhibit stronger social and emotional development. Still, academic policymakers have been taking it out of the school day.
They want more academic time. They want more time to do the core subjects and work on those. And under the attitude that more is better, they have pretty much carved away anything that got in the way of those minutes for teaching.
Eagle Mountain is one of six North Texas schools in the Link Project. Schools in Oklahoma and California will join next year. TCU professor Debbie Ray's goal, 16,000 students.
We keep thinking as adults that we need to control the way they do things. I wish we'd get ourselves out of that. They know how to play. They know how to structure their own play. They need that time to grow responsibly. That builds their confidence. That builds their self-esteem. That builds resilience.
It's all part of a growing realization, Ray says, that kids should be allowed to be kids. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.